Welcome to the Boss Lady Podcast. Whether you're an entrepreneur climbing the corporate ladder or a work-from-home parent, you are a boss. If you desire to make your life extraordinary, to reach and exceed your personal and professional goals, and learn from other strong leaders, then the Boss Lady Podcast is for you. As an entrepreneur, mother, wife, and former CEO, I share lessons and stories of both personal and professional successes and failures. Join me along with a diverse list of guests as we break down strategies, tools, and techniques that will enhance your career and your life. Together, we will embrace, empower, and educate each other. I am Teresa Rand, and this is the Boss Lady Podcast. Hello, I am Teresa Rand. As you just heard in that introduction, I am the founder of the Boss Lady Leadership Community. We are in our fourth year. We are in our third year of this podcast. We just celebrate our third anniversary in July, so we're excited about that. But today's guest is actually someone that is just part of our team. You've heard her before, and she's always, I just always love having her on the podcast. So we're going to get to that pretty quickly here today so we can spend our time talking to her. But before we do that, we are just a few short weeks away from the third annual Boss Lady Women's Leadership Conference, coming up September 14th and 15th. It is not too late to join, but it is like you've got like 24 hours left to do so. Maybe 48 if you email me and say, please, please, please. But we are so grateful to the sponsors we have this year that are returning sponsors. And our new presenting sponsor is our local IQ, which is our news journal, local newspaper. They have just been amazing in all the information they've put out on our behalf. So we're excited about that. We also have the Ladies Professional Golf Association is a repeat sponsor, as well as Brown & Brown local insurance, or Brown & Brown International Insurance Company that just happens to have their local headquarters here. So we're really excited about all of our sponsors that keep coming back year after year. And we have so many amazing speakers coming up. If you want to look up Pegine.com, P-E-G-I-N-E, she is our keynote speaker for this conference called Called to Lead, which is a book that she has written. And she's coming and bringing a brand new book, hot off the press, about 50, I think it's 50 tips or success tips. I'm misquoting it, but whatever, it's from Pegine, it's going to be fabulous. So please join us September 14th, 15th. It is not too late. I'll put all that in the show notes. But let's get to Pastor Katie. Pastor Katie has been a regular on our podcast almost since the beginning, but now together we have a new project we're going to talk about. But before we get to that, let me welcome Katie. So Katie, once again, welcome to the podcast.
Well, thank you, Teresa. It is such a joy to be back with you. It feels like it's been a minute, but you and I are in regular contact. So in the same way, it sort of feels like it's every day.
Right, exactly. We have our standing meeting where we meet on Thursday mornings, and we'll talk a little bit about that. But how is life? How have you been? Because it has been a minute since you've been on the podcast. So what kind of wisdom are you going to share with us today?
Oh boy, life has been a wild ride. Let's see. I think the last time we spoke on the podcast, I had just recently taken on some new responsibilities with First Presbyterian Daytona Beach. And this community is just going through this amazing transformation of what it means to be church without a building. We sold property and are just sort of reformulating. And for me, this is such a huge passion because my dream has always been, you know, how might we do church differently that it reflects more of the love and grace and inclusion that I read in the scriptures. So I'm super excited about that. Been doing some speaking. I also did my International Coaches Federation training and my yoga teacher training. So, and writing.
Wow.
So it's been a lot of moving parts, but very, very exciting and fulfilling.
Yeah, absolutely. And oh, by the way, a son and a daughter that have started school and had the summer off in the midst of all that, right?
So yes, two middle schoolers now. I am like going to lose my mind.
So much going on. So much going on. Well, one of the topics that I know we were going to talk about it today is being open to possibilities. And I'm going to set the stage a little bit for that. As you said, you know, we meet on a regular basis, but that wasn't always the case. You know, yeah. I met you, if you remember, you spoke at a local speakers event here called Elevate Daytona Beach, and I immediately emailed you because I loved what you had to say about doing church in a different way. And that's how we connected. We had coffee, and that's probably been 4 or 5 years ago. It's pre-COVID. Yeah. And then we connected on the podcast for almost a year, all these things. So we go back a little ways. But recently, when just to let our listeners know, I was talking to you about one of my goals for the year was to write a book and how much more difficult that was for me than I had anticipated. Making the time, I won't say finding the time because I have the time, is making myself sit down and really focus. And you said to me, what? You remember?
Yeah, well, so I may need you to say what you're thinking specifically, but what I remember thinking, and a new practice that I've taken on myself, is kind of having accountability partners around the things that are important to me. And so part of the impetus in us getting back together and having that first conversation over coffee was, you know, you had talked about wanting to write. I have one book out, but also am wanting to do some more writing. And it was sort of like, well, if I want that to happen in my life and I want it to be consistent, I know for me, one of the things that's helpful is to have sort of a partner in crime, somebody that I've set aside time with. So, because so often what can happen is, you know, you have a goal, but because it's not like sort of immediately producing income, or it's not immediately, it doesn't feel urgent for any reason. No one's sort of holding a flame to you, then it can just kind of slip back and back and back your calendar. And so what I know is that if I have another person whom I, you know, whom I respect and whom I, you know, appreciate, and we have some similar goals around a topic, then I will schedule time with them and make it a consistent time on my calendar so that I know that there's time set aside for that and I have the accountability of another person with it. So that's what I remember our first kind of conversation being about is like, you know, I know that you and I share some synchronicities just in the ways that we think. I know you and I share some goals around writing and speaking and making an impact in this world, particularly as it comes to women and leadership and being a whole and well-rounded person. And so it was like, let's book some time together.
That's exactly how I remember it. That specifically you said, okay, let's make the time and let's hold each other accountable for that time. So we found Thursday mornings were best. And, you know, over this period of time, we haven't moved from that very much. There's one or two where I may be out of town or you have been out of town, but we have been very consistent about that. And the exciting announcement from that is not that I have a book, which is a story in and of itself, but that we have a book that is going live within the next few days, if not already, before this podcast comes out. We're doing this today on August 28th, I think. So whenever this podcast comes out, hopefully it is live. And if it is, it'll be in the link will be in the show notes. But we started talking about reflections and journaling. And I said, well, you know, one of the things I want to do when I finish my book that I had in my mind that I set the goal for this year is to do like a journal to go along with the book. And from that conversation, we were like, well, let's just do that first. And it doesn't necessarily go with the book that I'm still writing, although it can, but it's a standalone book of reflections, meditations, thoughts, practices called Holy Leading.
And it's so exciting, isn't it? I mean, it's like we opened ourselves to possibilities. We set aside the time together. I mean, and so much of it was just this organic, brainstormy, like sort of spirit filled, kismet, I don't know what other words, universe speaking to us.
Yeah, it was amazing.
Yeah, of just like, what might it look like to, you know, create this interactive and primarily women focused, but I hope that men might get into this too, because men need to be whole and good and healthy and well leaders. But this, just this idea that we were both drawn to this mind, body, spirit, which kind of turned into thought, practice, meditation, and started just sort of revealing itself.
That's, you know, a great word, because every week, you know, the first thing I think we did was come up with our titles, and they moved around chapter titles a little bit. But then, just if you can visualize, if you're listening, us sitting over coffee, and we would have a title, and I would just start talking. Whatever came to my mind came out of my mouth while Katie is frantically typing. We both had our computers, but we got into this groove where I would talk and you would write. And then you would read what you'd write and we would talk some more. And before we knew it, we would have 1, 2, 3 chapters written. I mean, it's just simply amazing how it unfolded. And I have my goals for the year posted right in front of my face. And it clearly says, write a book. But that goal is not this book.
Yeah.
But God, the universe, whatever it is for you, had a different idea. I've met my goal in such a different way that now is going to help me meet the next goal of the next book. Because Katie, I don't think I've said this to you, but you've taught me so much over these past months about the process, about the actual physical process, but just how it flows, and to make this time and make it important. And I thank you for that, because I don't believe I would be where we are now without that synergy with you.
Well, thank you. It's such an honor to work alongside you and somebody that I respect and somebody that's such a wise and thoughtful leader, and the ways that it just kind of wove itself together. I mean, like you said, you would sort of have these stories and these ideas, and I would say, okay, this is what I'm hearing you say. Is that what you're actually trying to say? And I added this other little part because it reminds me of this other thing. And it just sort of, and I just think, you know, reaching that goal, I love the idea of setting goals, but I also love the idea of holding them loosely, because I do think, you know, it's sort of like we do what we can, we sort of keep showing up for whatever that goal is. But if we hold it loosely, we give it the space to become what it's intended to become. You know, I love the way which author am I thinking? Oh, Elizabeth Gilbert talks about creativity and how it's sort of this thing that lives outside of you, and you sort of reach for it and grab for it. And, you know, you have an idea and you hold it, or you release it, or you write about it, or you give it away, you know, and that it's sort of this independent thing from us that we get to tap into. And I feel like that's what happened when we came together. And it just is such a beautiful, the way you talk about, like, I had this goal. Now what I ended up with wasn't what I thought I was starting with, but you were so willing to flow with the process that it became something beautiful.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I loved how we were so, you know, if you're listening, you're thinking, well, how does that work? Because I get together with a friend, and Katie and I are first and foremost friends, and we even scheduled, okay, we're going to take the first 10 minutes to catch up as friends. Mm-hmm. Yep. And we were consistent with that. Maybe it went over 10 minutes some days, but for the most part, we were like, okay, you're doing okay, I'm doing okay, here's what we need to, you know, pray for each other about, whatever the conversation was. And then we immediately went into work mode. And when it was time to stop, we stopped. And we moved on until the next week. So it didn't become this unmanageable time in our day. We were diligent in holding each other accountable about doing what we said we were going to do in the time we said we were going to do it. Mm-hmm. And I think that's why we ended up with a product, maybe even quicker than we imagined.
Yeah. I have a friend who told me this really great sort of parallel about the difference between farming and manufacturing. So in manufacturing, you develop this process and it's the same process over and over that is intended to produce the same thing over and over, like a perfected version of a thing over and over, like mechanical, right? What a farmer does is a farmer plants the seed and tends the soil, but the growing part, the farmer doesn't do. You know, the farmer hopes for it, hopes that the weather's and the conditions are right, hopes that, you know, Mother Nature, you know, plays their part, that God plays their part, however you think about those pieces. But ultimately, all you can do is tend the soil. And I feel like that's what we did together to create this holy leading book. And by the way, holy, because you know I love to have things with what I mean. Holy, W-H-O-L-L-Y. So this idea of the whole self is what we're hoping to capture through this mind, body, spirit, thought, practice, meditation, but that we came together and we tended soil. That's what we did. First, the soil of our friendship, but then the soil of this creative endeavor that wanted to happen with, between, around us.
Right.
And we came up with something that I'm just really excited about. And the more I tell people about this idea that, you know, leadership concepts, but not embracing them as like a set of skills that you're expected to then plug into your life. But what's that other sort of less talked about, unnamed piece that's about being like a whole human in the midst of wanting to start and lead and build? You know, we've got to take care of ourselves as well.
Yeah. So let's talk about the book a little bit. The name of the book, as Katie said, is Holy Leading, W-H-O-L-L-Y, Holy Leading. And it's thoughts, meditations, and practices for whole self leadership. So what does that mean? I mean, it means something different to everybody, which is why each chapter does have a thought, a practice, and a meditation. So you do the piece of that that works for you. And it's a book that it's simple, it's small, you can carry it in your purse, your backpack, your back pocket, your car, because it has journaling pages, but it's not an overwhelming list of to-dos. Would that be fair to say, Katie?
I think that's very fair. And it doesn't even indicate a timeline. You know, like I have several sort of devotional type books that I look at daily, and they're set up with the intention of being like, you're going to set aside time every day. And we know that that's not always realistic, especially for sort of entrepreneurial folks or just folks in leadership positions, because your calendar isn't fully your own when you're taking responsibility for big projects or people or whatever it is. And so this is, I think, held a little bit looser where you can engage it on your own timeline. And also what I love is that you can go through this more than once and bear witness to your own growth. And that's such a gift.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And one of the other things I want to mention about the book is many of you may remember Becca Powers, who has been on my podcast, I think a couple of times, but she also was our keynote speaker last year. She's written a fabulous book called Harness Your Inner CEO. If you have not read that, hit pause. I want you to buy our book, but hit pause and buy that book, Harness Your Inner CEO, and go follow Becca. She also has a podcast. She is amazing. And when I happened to be at a conference with her not too long ago, and I said, you know, I really want you to write the foreword to our book. And she burst into tears. She's a yogi. We have so much in common with her, Katie and I. You know, she coaches, she writes, she does a podcast, she's a yogi, she's just an all-around wonderful person. And so she is represented in this book, and I'm just so happy about that she agreed to do that. But again, back to the book, it's simple. Yeah. It really is about, the book is all about you. Mm-hmm. It's not about what I've done or what Katie's done. We do tell some stories, but it really is for you to reflect on you, whatever that looks like. You know, we've got a chapter that tells you to go play in the rain. We've got a chapter that tells you to put your toes in the sand. We've got a chapter, what else, Katie? I'm drawing a blank here.
Well, each one has a different, and what I love about this book is sort of, we leaned on a lot of your stories, Teresa, of what it felt like to sort of walk the journey of leadership.
Yeah.
Right. So what it feels like at the beginning, what it feels like at the middle, what it feels like when you sort of reach some kind of comfort in where you are, how people react to you as a leader. And then, you know, we sort of took those concepts and ideas, and instead of making it the story of how one becomes a leader, we took that as sort of our outline and then developed the thoughts, meditations, and practices that would go along with those different phases and stages. And I imagine that anybody who reads this that's in any form of leadership, and I really don't care if it's household leadership or major business leadership, if you're a CEO or if you're, you know, whatever you are, I think you will see yourself in these ideas, in these stories, and find value in these practices and meditations. And I'm just thrilled about this. And when I tell people about this idea and how it came up and us, the way we sort of work together, and one of my friends literally wrote me just a couple days ago, like, the world feels like a slightly better place knowing this book is going to be in it.
Oh, awesome. I love that. Tell her to hold that thought to read it and then put it on a review.
Yeah, we'll do that.
But just quickly, some of the chapters, you know, how did I get here? What is your origin story? Because nobody has that story but you. We talk about life is full of shift. Life is full of changes. And how do we maneuver through all of that? We talk about it's not all fun and games. You know, leading is hard. Change is hard. Life is hard. Which leads me to a point. I'm going to even interrupt myself here. This book is not a how-to book. Mm-hmm. And it's also not a book that is only for those people that say, well, I'm not a leader. I'm not a boss. I'm not in charge of anyone. You are a leader of yourself.
Yeah.
And the only way you can lead yourself is if you are whole. W-H-O-L-E.
Yeah.
And the better you lead yourself, I don't want to use the word better. Help me, Katie. The more you shine, say that again. Go ahead.
More fully. Yeah. The more fully you're doing the internal work. And I appreciate that you use the word simple, but not easy.
Yeah.
It's simple, but it's still hard sometimes to create the time. You know, right now, everybody's talking about self-care. Right. Everybody's talking about self-care, and everybody has a different idea of what that means. And there's, you go find on the internet, somebody's going to sell you for $1,000 your 10 easy steps to self-care, whatever. It's become sort of a commodity. And through this kind of idea that we're trying to put together in Holy Leading, it's not so much about what you spend or how, you know, it's what feeds you and nurtures you and puts gas in your tank. And that's what's going to fuel you to be the kind of leader in whatever context that you want to be.
Right. And it's just so important that we understand ourselves and that we are all leaders. Now, Katie, we talked about spirit, mind, and body in the book, but the book is not, and we were intentional about this, and because you are a reverend, I think I'm asking you a question here. We did talk about it, but we decided not to use Bible verses or put a strong Christian slant. Can you talk about why we did that?
Well, for me, what that's primarily about is making sure that the book feels accessible. Mm. Lots of folks have grown up with various kinds of church trauma or spiritual trauma, or, you know, sort of the ways that scripture or religion has been used to harm or oppress people. And so instead of making that have to be something that folks have to work through to engage this book, we opted to say, what are practices, what are meditations and things that will be accessible to all kinds of people without necessarily triggering any of the church hurt that might be part of people's story, so that it can be nurturing. And I mean, for me, all of these meditations and things lean into practices and ideas that come from scripture and the gospel, right?
Right.
But you don't have to quote Jesus or, you know, whatever other gurus you follow, in order to invite people into practices that feel like wholeness, that feel like goodness, that feel spirit led. I was a hospice chaplain for a while. And what we would do when we went to a bedside is that there were multiple ways in which we evaluated a patient, right? It was their physical well-being, it was their mental well-being, and it was their spiritual well-being. And this is from a totally secular, you know, company, hospice company. And so that spiritual piece of us as humans is recognized regardless of what your faith or religion background is. So my hope in bringing spiritual practices into this is to nurture that piece of who we are without it necessarily having to be about a specific set of religious or faith ideas that decide you're in or you're out. This is for you or not for you. This book can be for anybody.
Yep. And all of that is exactly why I fell in love with you the first time I heard you talk. I was raised a Christian. I am a Christian, but the way you go about that is different than anybody. And it just, I have chill bumps just listening to you again. It makes it accessible to all. And I hope that's what everybody finds this book to be. So we will let you know if you see it in the show. I'm going to put it in the show notes because it's on Amazon, even if you can't order it yet. So I'll put it in the show notes. But Katie, where can people find you? Because as a spiritual or a coach, I'm not sure if you're calling yourself a spiritual coach, you can tell us that. But tell us where we can connect with you.
Well, the best spot to find all of the various and sundry things I'm up to these days would be katiesteinberg.com. So that's KatieSteinberg.com. I will say that as of the recording of this cast, that site needs a little updating because there's just been so many big new things happening, but that's still going to be your best spot to find out, you know, where I'll be speaking, where I'll be teaching and preaching and those kinds of things. And as far as the coaching, predominantly I coach clergy towards being more open and accessible and achieving their goals. That's been my primary audience because that's the realm in which I have moved and been ordained in. But the coaching concepts, I mean, and you're a coach too, Teresa, the coaching concepts are applicable across various vocations and points of life. So really the coaching aspect is about me or whoever your coach is asking the deep questions and doing the deep listening that help you discern what's the next step for you, because you are the expert on your life and you always will be.
Absolutely. One of my mantras, if you get a coach that starts giving you a lot of advice, that might be a red flag. because what works for me might not work for you. I can give you some thoughts, but it really is, as Katie said, you have the answers. You just need somebody from the outside to ask the right questions.
Well, it's not unlike the way that we chose to hold space for the development of this book, right? So if you engage in coaching, the idea is that you're holding space to give attention to your goals and whatever obstacles might be in the way of them. So similar.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, Katie, thank you so much for being on the podcast. Thank you for being my partner in this process. And again, the book is called Holy Leading, Wholly. Right? We always stop and go, Holy Leader, Holy Leading.
You got it. You got it.
It's Holy Leading. And you can find it on Amazon. So we will put that all in the show notes. But Katie, I love you. And thank you so much for being on the podcast again and for being my partner in this project.
Love you too, Teresa. And I love all the boss ladies. It's such a joy to be a part of this community.
Awesome. And I will see you at the conference on September 14th, 15th. Remember, it's not too late, but get that registration in today or tomorrow. And I will end this podcast the way I always do, with my grandfather saying when he was alive, he always made sure to tell us, take time to stop and smell the roses. So until we meet again, take care.